right. You want to get into it?
Sure.
All right.
Bus. 9-7. Hot shit. Check it out. Hit you with no delays of what you saying, yo.
Welcome to this episode of Pod Smack. I am Dan Balboni.
Shannon Coolidge.
And we are without Joe, who decided he'd rather go see a UConn football game than sit and talk with us. Actually, it's Saturday. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. Close enough.
Very early.
Very early. And
first day of my vacation.
And Shannon has chosen to come in and talk to you, so I think you should give her your undivided attention.
Right. My priorities are.
Now, you want to talk about where you're going on your vacation?
Sure. I'm going to a little cottage in Maine that doesn't have... I found out it has Wi-Fi, so that's good. But other than that, it has a bathroom and a kitchen and a grill and hopefully a lot of peace and quiet.
Now, are you going to be there for how long?
Sunday to Sunday.
Is there any... Sorry. Is there anything you're going to be missing on any new series kicking up that you're going to miss the first episode of?
Probably. Probably a lot of them, but I have... we're ringing the iPad and everything, and okay. It has Wi-Fi, so hopefully, like, the next day I'll be able to watch them on the internet, so... Which I like better, because if it sucks, I can just be like, alright, I'm not going to watch the rest of this, and just go on. And then limited commercials, so
yeah.
It's fine. I missed the Sunday. This is what I was annoyed about. This past Tuesday night, it was a Sunday Anarchy premiere. It was supposed to be an hour and a half, and I was just not feeling great. I was tired.
Which show?
Sunday Anarchy. The biker show.
I don't watch. Okay, yeah. Anyhow.
Supposed to be an hour and a half premiere. I was excited about it, but I'm thinking, I really can't stay up that late. I'm tired. I don't want to stay up that late. I don't want to watch all those commercials too, because an hour and a half, really, what are you getting, like 50 minutes out of that? Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
ridiculous with the commercials. So I was like, I'll watch it on demand the next day, right? Yes, not on demand.
No, you have to wait at least a week.
It's ridiculous. The whole season doesn't even show up.
No.
But I can go online and watch it online. But then I couldn't remember what my Xfinity password, and I couldn't get in. And by that time, I was just mad, so I gave up.
Well, I will say the good old days when I had Comcast.
Yeah.
I always noticed that you had to wait until the next new episode came out before you could see before it was on demand, which always sucked if you always missed it.
Well, Game of Thrones wasn't like that.
Oh, that's HBO. That's, I think, different.
It was available the next day.
Yeah. Have we gotten any news? Oh, they're still filming that, from what I heard.
I don't even know if they've even started the next season, because they don't have a book. Or no, this is the last book that they have.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They've leaked some stuff already about what's going on, and
something about Hodor's not going to be in the season or something like that, or the next season, something like that.
They're going to kill Hodor?
No, they're not going to kill him. Okay. He's just not going to be there. I don't know why. But if they kill him, I'll be very mad. I like him. He only says Hodor, but I like him.
He's like Hulk, you know?
Kind of like Hulk. Hulk smash. Hodor smash.
Except he's a little more peaceful.
A lot more peaceful.
I
have heard an update on your Comcast Charter switchover, though, for any of you that are going to go through this soon. If you have Charter internet in the New England area... Because of the Comcast AT&T UVerse merger, Comcast is absorbing all of Charter's territories up in the Northeast, and they're basically switching their Northeast territories for some of their territories in the South to avoid becoming a monopoly, which is ridiculous because they're just a monopoly in certain regions, never mind. But whatever. I'm not going to argue about that. So we were told our business. Situation is going to switch over in January.
Okay.
Of 2015, so the upcoming January.
All right, so I can expect a higher cable bill, but better service.
Yes, and better on demand,
yeah.
I've heard.
I hate Charter so much, and not that anyone cares about this, but...
Well, I'm sure some people can attest to your hate.
Well, it's just that I got few of my friends at work, all they had is, because of where they live, they've always dealt with Charter, and I keep telling them how much better Comcast is. Much more expensive, no doubt, but it's just so much better. It's like, here's a for instance. You try to find your on-demand show, so you go to an on-demand TV, whatever, and they break it down like free prime time, arts or news or sports, and these different categories, which is stupid. They should just have
like A through G.
No, they don't even have a search where you can find the TV show. So you got to try to figure out what category it is. So I'm looking for sci-fi channel because I want to watch some stuff. So it's not under free prime time. I'm like, okay, well, the show is on prime time. Well, let's see. Oh, there's a science category. So I go down to science, and they got channels that networks that shouldn't really be in there, but some. So I'm like, but there's no sci-fi. I'm like, where the hell is it? And it ended up being, because a guy at work told me, he's like, oh, no, that's in the cutting edge section.
Sci-fi's cutting edge.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you look at it, it's like sci-fi, MTV, and like a few other channels. I'm like, it's like, I just don't understand their reasoning of how you're grouping certain places or certain shows.
Kind of like trying to figure out Netflix and their recommendation bubble.
And then the freaking triangle button on that damn remote. It makes no damn sense. You want to delete something. Instead of just hitting delete and okay, you hit delete and, are you sure? Press the triangle button. If you're not sure, I'm like, what the hell? You know, it sucks. So I can't wait to get rid of that damn thing. All right.
I have a good Comcast story, though.
Okay.
So my mother calls me really mad yesterday because she just hung up on two different Comcast representatives because she got her bill. And for the last couple months, I guess, she's been paying $200 a month for her triple play.
Yeah, yeah.
So, phone, internet, TV. And she's like, this is ridiculous. I never had to pay this much for it before. I don't understand why I'm paying this much. They're saying I have an HD package. I don't even have an HD TV. I don't know what HD is. And it's true. My mom doesn't have an HD TV. There are two other TVs in the house. They are HD capable, but apparently they're not receiving any of the HD channels, which is ridiculous.
Okay.
So I say, Mom, I'll take care of this for you, okay? So I get on the internet chat.
Yeah.
Because I've always found I've gotten better results when I'm chatting with someone from India or Pakistan or wherever these chat people are located. Because the name I was chatting with was like Rakita or something like that.
Okay, so they didn't give you a fake name.
They didn't give me a fake name. They gave me their, I don't know if it's their real name, but they gave me an ethnic sounding name that sounds like from wherever they're chatting from. So, I chatted with them and finally got them, like, without much trouble at all, got them to switch them from the HD triple play down to the standard triple play. Like, hardly any trouble at all. But it's only a $23 savings. Yeah. And I'm like, and they're like, that's, you know, $400-something dollars a year and blah, 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 and so much greater and whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's still way too much. They shouldn't be paying $147 a year for this. I'm like, it costs you guys pennies to send this programming and internet. I'm like, they barely use their internet. My mom goes on to check her email.
Yeah.
And she does shoe shopping on the internet. That's basically her entire existence of being on the internet is checking her email and shoe shopping. So, like, what is going on? So, I chat back and forth, right? And I'm like, there's got to be a better deal somewhere. There's got to be a promo in my area that you can apply to my mother, because she's been a customer of yours in this particular house for 14 years. And before that, she was a customer at our other house for at least 20 years.
Yeah.
So you guys got to work with her. There's got to be some loyalty discount or something that you can give her. I'm like, the new customer rate is $79.99 for this package. I'm like, that's a big difference between $147 and
$79.99.
Yeah. So we go back and forth and you're like, oh, well, I found a $99.99 promo rate for 12 months, but I can't give it to you. You have to call this number. This is the customer care center or whatever, and tell them that you spoke to me and that, you know, give me this promo. I'll put a note on your account.
Oh, the infamous note.
The note, right? So, by the way, all this time I'm logged in as my father chatting because, you know, you get better results that way. So I'm like, fine, thank you so much. So that took like 45 minutes, an hour maybe, to get through this whole thing because there's like a lag when you chat on there.
Yeah.
So while I do suggest this, if you want immediate results, you should call.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was at work doing other things while I was chatting with this person. So then I pick up the phone and I call back and I finally get routed through to Adam at Comcast. So I tell Adam, I'm like, there should be a note on my account. They said you could give me a $99.99 promo rate for 12 months. They're like, well, I don't know where they got that number from. Blah, 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 blah. I can give you $20 off the month for 12 months or whatever. And I was like, they told me $99.99. Well, I don't know who told you that. I'm like, well, let me tell you because I saved the chat.
Yeah.
His tone instantly changed when he realized that I had the entire chat promising me a $99.99 rate. So finally it comes through that, well, which channels do your parents watch? So I tell them the channels. I was like, well, we can switch you down to this lower package.
Yep.
So we have like the SD preferred package or something like that. And we could switch down to SD basic expanded or something like
that. Yeah.
And that is, the regular rate for that's $93 a month. It's not a promo rate. It's not going to go up. You know, this is the rate. I said, oh, that's great. What's the difference? So we can't make long distance phone calls on the phone, which they don't use that phone anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They lost a couple channels and the internet speed went down one tier. I was like, they just checked their email. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm ecstatic. I saved my mom $984 a year. This is great, blah, blah, blah. I get to my house last night, and my sister is flipping a lid because there's no MTV.
What does she watch on MTV anyways at this point?
I have no idea, but MTV and, like, two other channels that she watched, which I didn't realize she watched, weren't there. So now she wants to call today and get it put back up, and she's going to pay the extra $54 a month or whatever it is so that she can have MTV.
So let me ask this question to our listeners real quick. Is MTV worth $54 a month? Yeah. Email us at...
If anyone agrees that MTV is worth an extra $54 a month or has some kind of get around for me so that I can get MTV without paying an extra $54 a month, let me know. Because... I think it's ridiculous.
And the email address for the show is podsmack1@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at, I think it is also podsmack1 on Twitter. So go ahead and email us, tweet us if you think MTV is actually worth $50 a month. So, interesting.
Yep. So that's my Comcast story for the day. So that's my suggestion. Save your internet chats with the Comcast representatives because they do help you. They go a long way.
Yeah, I prefer to talk to somebody. I always do. But don't like playing the game, getting transferred. Now, have you ever been transferred to like three or four different people down the road?
I was only transferred to one person this time.
Yeah.
I have before, previously, been transferred to several different people, all of which told me a different thing. Yeah. And that annoys me. That's why I prefer the internet. And when I was chatting... Internet chatting, I get transferred from one representative to another because I started out with, I don't know his name, and then got transferred to Rikita in sales. So.
All right. Seems like everyone has already been talking about it. Do you want to rehash or go over the Ray Rice issue, or do we just want to let suspensions lie and move on?
You can talk about it if you want. He's not suspended. He's kicked out now.
Well, indefinitely suspended.
He's indefinitely not playing anymore. Which, so wasn't Vic indefinitely suspended?
Yeah.
And then he's back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all indefinitely means is they're going to review you. There's no set number of games. They're not saying you're banned.
It's ridiculous.
The amount of flack Goodell's taking for the way he handled it. And I'm just going to leave it like this. And you can... give me your two cents as well, but my only issue with the way Goodell handled it is if he had a history in the past of not getting involved with off-field, without trying to regulate off-field antics, I would have been okay with him saying, you know, we'll let the police take care of it. We don't deal with that. We only deal with on-the-field disciplinary issues, if that was his history, but we already know that that's not his issue.
Right.
So just two games and have you seen the video?
I haven't watched the whole video. I've seen still shots of the video.
Oh, it's vicious.
I didn't want to watch the video because I didn't want to become enraged while I was at work.
Yeah.
Which happens anyway most of the time. But here's my theory. They had the video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, even the first part of the video that was released several months ago was bad enough.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason he got a further suspension was because the public's perception of what happened was worse now.
And I repeat, the only thing I could think that would partially maybe mitigate what happened is if the video inside the elevator showed that he was getting hit and he kind of just went to, you know, shove her away and then, you know, she slipped and fell. That would be something I would say, okay, you don't get rid of him for the year. But that's about the...
From the still shots that I saw, it looked like he cold cocked
her. Oh, no, he did. He did. Oh, no, there's no question. I'm just saying if the situation was he just kind of like, she came at him, he just kind of like, I don't know, just kind of like just, you know, did one of those, Pedro with Don Zimmer when Don Zimmer rushed him?
Oh, yeah.
And he just kind of stepped aside and just olayed him?
Yeah, let him fall on his own ass.
Yeah, if it was something like that, I would say, okay, fine, it's not the huge deal, but he freaking dropped her with a, oh my god, it was so vicious.
He could have killed her. Like, yeah. He's a big, strong guy, and she's a girl, and like, I don't care what kind of girl you are, like, if a guy that strong, or a girl that strong, he could have broke her neck.
Did you hear what Ronda Rousey had to say about the issue?
I just saw the quote that it would have been a different situation if that had been me in the elevator.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that wouldn't have happened if that was Ronda.
Well, first of all, I'd like to think that Ronda's smarter than to get into a domestic violence situation in a public elevator with someone. But maybe she's not. I don't know. So, people that are drawn to violence tend to have violence in more than one part of their life, from what I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
So, like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He's a professional fighter who's also allegedly...
Yeah.
Or I don't know if it's been proven or not.
He's had
domestic
issues.
Violence issues.
He had issues.
Like, if you... And they like to blame it on testosterone, but women get into fights, too. It's not like they don't get into fights.
There was a pitcher who was, I guess, being domestically abused by his wife. I don't know if you remember that. Some baseball player, I think, down in Arizona. He was getting beaten by his wife with, like, shoes and stuff, and he would just stand there.
Well, it takes a very strong person to just stand there and let somebody hit you. Like, you can't... Your natural instinct when someone is to hit you is to either run or hit them back.
Yeah.
So, it does take a very strong person to not react.
Yeah.
However, if you were raised correctly, that's what you do. You walk away, or you don't hit back.
Yeah.
One or the other. And if you know that this is the situation that you get in with this person, you don't stay with that person.
Yeah. No, you don't go back.
My theory is, well, why, other than the motivating factor of money, why in the hell would this woman marry this guy that cold cocked her? You know that kind of stuff is not going to stop.
I mean, the thing is, this isn't the first case that this has ever happened.
No,
I mean,
there's no way that was the first time he ever laid hands on her.
Yeah. Well, no, not just that, but this goes on all over society.
Yeah, every day, someone is getting, probably every... I don't know, what is it? It's like every 5 minutes or something like that, someone is getting hit by their spouse. Female or male. Like, it doesn't... Like, I don't see a difference.
Yeah, no.
So...
Because there was another football controversy I wanted to discuss and move on to.
The new one? The brand new one?
Not the... Well, this one has to do with a Philadelphia Eagles player.
Oh, all right.
Okay, not Adrian Peterson. I'm not.
You're not dipping your toe in that one.
No. LeSean McCoy. Have you heard his issue?
LeSean McCoy. I heard the name LeSean McCoy. I don't know if
Eagles running back.
Okay.
Apparently, and it caught on Facebook. Apparently, he went to a higher end burger restaurant and left a 20-cent tip on a $60 bill.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
And apparently, there's been information coming out about that. So I wonder if you want to weigh in on. Have you gotten the both sides of the story? Or
yes, I have. Okay, I am a big fan of Reddit. I'm a big fan of the categories that are Tales from Retail and Tales from Your Server. So the first thing I saw was Tales from Your Server of, you know, this jerk millionaire left a 20-cent tip. However, me being me, does more research about this. This restaurant that he went to has a series of horrible reviews for horrible service. Okay? And I'm of the theory of, it doesn't matter how much money you make, you're not required to leave a bigger tip just because you make more money. So I think, let me see what happened. So, you know, the restaurant saying they gave him impeccable service, that there was just a problem with his appetizer. They forgot one of his appetizers. He's saying the service was horrible, and that's why I left that tip. Yeah. Like, I'm not required to leave a tip if the service is horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm more inclined to agree with him.
Yeah.
Because all the other reviews say the service is horrible.
Yeah. I've heard even when the owner of the restaurant tried to shame him by posting it on Facebook, a lot of the comments came back on his Facebook page about negative on the service. The interesting thing too, and I guess, and this is what McCoy explained, he said the reason he definitely wanted to charge it just so he knows that this person, in case they didn't know who he was, who I am and why I'm giving you this tip. And yeah, no, I mean, I typically would not tip that little for poor service because who knows what other factors could be going on. But yeah, I don't think you should give a, if the service sucks, you shouldn't be expected to leave a decent tip.
No, well, my Grammy was a waitress. Yep. She taught me how to tip. She taught me how to treat people. Don't treat waitstaff like they're your servants. They're doing a job, just like you have a job to do.
Yeah.
And they get a wage of like $2.40 an hour. Like, it's ridiculous. So they rely on their tips.
Yeah.
And what people don't realize is they have to tip out other people in the restaurant. So if you leave like a 10% tip, about 5 to 8% of that.
Yeah, goes to other people.
Right. Not 5 to 8% of 10%. Like, you know, you leave $10, $5 to $8 of that is going to bussers, bartenders. So whether or not you ordered a drink from the bar or anything like that, they tip off their total sales.
Yeah.
So when you leave a really crappy tip, sometimes they end up paying people for you to eat there.
Yeah. Now, here's a question for you, because there's always that guideline, a certain percentage of the bill. Whether I don't know what standard now, 18. I always do 20 because the math is easier for me.
Yeah. I round usually a little over 20%.
Yeah.
So, like last night, the 20% would have been $5.88, so I left $6.
Yeah. And typically I don't leave anything less than $5. Even if, you know, I go to some place, the bill's 20 or whatever, I always just minimum $5.
Yeah, and obviously leaving $2 is ridiculous.
The one thing that drives me nuts, though, is the idea. I could go, say you go to an inexpensive restaurant, you get great service, you leave 20%, whatever. You go to a mediocre expensive restaurant, you get mediocre service, so you're going to maybe not leave as high a percentage, but you're still giving the person more money for less service. I mean, is there any point where you kind of just back off that guideline, or you see what I'm getting at?
Well, my issue is that if I receive that poor service that I'm thinking about not leaving a good tip, I should talk to the manager.
Because
maybe that server's having a really bad day. Maybe something happened. Maybe somebody died in their life. Maybe they're going through something. And they're just having a bad day. Fine. I can understand that. Maybe they're just a really bad waiter or waitress, and they shouldn't be in this profession. Like, I know I can't be a waitress because I know I'd be horrible at it. But, at some point you need to speak to the manager. Look, my wife is notorious for not wanting to speak to the manager. She never wants to bring anything up.
Yeah.
Like, we went to, a Chili to Bees Fridays kind of place, and she got her thing that she always orders, and it was horrible. The quality of the lettuce in her salad was horrible. But she wouldn't let me say anything. So I ended up paying $11 for the salad that she didn't eat. And I was mad. I was livid that she wouldn't let me at least send it back or get it taken off my bill. And so I ended up paying for it. It makes me want to leave a lower tip, but I realize that it's not the waitress's fault. It's because my wife wouldn't let me say anything, so I still left her the 20% tip.
Yeah. I guess what I was getting at, though, is you go to one restaurant, you got a $30 bill, 20% $6. You go to a more expensive restaurant, it's, say, a $100 bill, you're leaving $20. Same service or whatever. To me, there's that discrepancy of I don't know. It just seems, I, like I said, I always leave the 20%, but it just seems kind of odd that just because this restaurant doesn't charge as much, I'm okay to, you know what,
well,
I'm getting at?
You also got to think about it this way. If you got a, what is it, $30 bill?
Yeah.
You're probably in and out of there in under 45 minutes, an hour. You're probably not staying as long. If you got a $100 bill, you're, like, the place that I normally go to where I spend at least $100 every time we go there, we're in there for, like, an hour and a half at least each time we go. Because there's several courses. So, they're not turning that table as often. So, they might be making, depends on, they might make more, they probably make a little more, but their tip out is going to be higher to the bartender. Their tip out is going to be, because there's going to be more people involved in their service.
Okay.
And they're going to be turning that table less often. Right. When I go to, like, a breakfast place, they're turning that table every 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So while I'm leaving $5, and the guy next to me might be leaving $2 or $3, that's $5 three times. Whereas if I went to, you know, Chili's or whatever, that's, you know, $5 or $6 for an hour.
Yeah. I guess that's one. I just think, because with me, I just inhale my food anyway, so I never take...
Never takes you long to eat.
In fact, I get annoyed if I have to wait.
You're their perfect patron.
You should see when I go to Subway, they smile when they see me, because it's like, they don't have to put anything on my sandwich. Just meat, cheese, a little bit of sauce, that's it. Give it to me, I'm out.
They love me. I also was reading that when you go to Subway, you're supposed to order bread, meat, toasted veggies. Like, that is the order in which you're supposed to give them your order.
Yeah.
Apparently, people don't realize this. Yeah. Why? Why would you not realize this? If you stand in the line, you watch them make your sandwich.
Yeah, that's the order they take it
that's
out.
That's the order. What kind of bread do you want your sandwich on?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I can see turkey on what your order. Like, usually I'll say the type of sandwich on whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do, like, my roasted chicken on this bread. And I even tell them toasted. I get everything out, so they don't have to worry about the worst ones is the people, and they sit there and they're not sure, and they got the list of bread in front of them, and they ask, what kind of bread you got?
I know. Can you not read a menu?
Yeah.
Or you go to a little mom and pop place that you know, I go to Celery Stock sometimes in West Springfield. It's this little soup and sandwich place. It's next to the CVS on Elm Street. And literally the guy that owns it is like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld, okay? So, you have to know what you want when you get up there. And these people will get up there, and he'll be like, get back to the end of the line if you don't know what you want. Or, like, if he calls out your name and you don't have your money ready, that's it. Go back to the end of the line. And people have written bad reviews about it. But you know what? It's packed when you get in there. You have, like, 5 minutes to figure out what you want. Like, figure it out. It's not that many choices. You want roast beef? You want turkey? What do you want?
Yeah.
Like, they're not there to hold your hand.
Yeah. So.
I think that's the kind of restaurant I would own. I'd be like, you don't know what you want. You've been sitting here for 20 minutes. Like, why don't you flag me over when you realize what you want? This little pause has been sponsored by Miko, who has decided that he wants to go back to bed. And, of course, now he's not going to go back to bed because Dan got up to open the door for him.
Talk about my woes with this little rat.
Yes.
You're such a little crap, you know that dog? All right. No, what I was going to use that question to lead into was to see if, and probably you never have, but what was the worst tip you ever left?
The worst tip I've ever left? I'm definitely not one of those people that, like, writes a note instead of leaving a tip or leaves zero. Like, I don't think I've ever not left a tip.
Yeah.
I think the lowest tip I've ever left was probably, like, 10%.
Yeah.
Because I was just trying to cover the other people that they had to pay.
So, but it was intentional. Like, it was bad service.
It was bad service, and I intentionally left a 10% tip.
I got two stories. One, I was out dinner with my wife, and she was not happy with the service, so we weren't going to tip our standard 20%. But she actually went and wrote a note on the bill explaining why we were not going to leave the 20%. You know, why the tip was, you know. I had one incident of unintentional under tipping.
Oh, yeah, that happens sometimes.
And I have to blame Groupon for that.
Oh, uh-oh.
Because we had gone out, got a Groupon, and for, if you're not, you know, part of the civilized world, I guess you might not know what Groupon is, but you can get discounted, what do you want to call it, coupons, gift certificates, whatever you want to call them. You get, you pay like $15, you get $30 off at a restaurant or whatever. Yeah. So we use one at a place, Opa Opa.
Oh, yeah, steakhouse.
And mind you, I wasn't over-enthralled with the food or the service.
Yeah, what I have found with Groupon is if it's not someplace you already know you like, you're probably not going to be thrilled with the food.
Yeah. I've hit a couple that I was pleasantly surprised with. But anyhow, so, you know, we're getting done. Dinner comes, whatever. They bring out the bill. We give them the Groupon. They say, okay, we'll take care of it. And so while they're doing that, because when I start eating, there's a clock running at all times, so I have to go and make a deposit, drop the kids off at the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So we come back, and basically at this point, they bring it back, and all it is the credit card slip or whatever. So I go and I put the tip, I look at the price, put the tip down, sign it, and we leave. And then as we're driving, we're about halfway home, I realized, crap, I used a Groupon. And I'm thinking,
yeah. You tipped on the balance.
I tipped on balance because they didn't bring out the original slip.
Right.
So all I'm looking at was what was on the slip. And of course, you know, at this point, I'm in a rush to get out. And so, yeah, Groupon is the reason why I undertipped. So if that waitress is mad at me, blame Groupon.
A lot of waiters do blame Groupon. Also, when you're using coupons, you're supposed to tip on the total bill before the coupons, yeah. Not the coupon price, because the waiter didn't eat that bill. You know, they still brought you the food.
Yeah. Well, that and the other thing is I always, well, I won't go into that. Do you tip on total with tax or just total?
The total before the tax.
Yeah. I would, in theory, do that, but sometimes you just see the number in you. But, yeah, we can get off of tipping, though, because I don't think anyone's interested in our tipping.
If you are, let us know. You can email us or Facebook comment on us.
Email us your worst tip you ever left. What was I going to talk about next? Well, let me throw it out there before I have to wind up, because we're going to wind up a little early today. But I sent you a question of the week. Did you get to see the question of the week?
Question of the week. Let's see.
Are you guilty of or ever been a victim of oversharing? And what was overshared?
Oh, I overshare all the time.
You're the culprit.
I'm the oversharer. And my wife hates it. Like, she absolutely hates it. And I have some stories. If I tell them on here, she will hate me more. And we're going on vacation for the next week to a cottage in Maine. And I don't think that I can take this.
Well.
but yes, I overshare all the time because here's my problem. My best friend and I, like, we have no, like,
filter.
There's no filter. Like, that's why she's my best friend, so that I can tell her whatever I need to tell her, and, you know, we don't get grossed out. We don't whatever. Like, there is just someone in your life that you need to have that you can tell them, like, hey, I peed my pants yesterday, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, that happens to me too. And you move on with your life, right? So my wife does some silly things a lot because she's my wife, and I like her. She's silly instead of stupid, so she does some things sometimes, and like, well, then she did one thing, and then that particular day, we happened to be going out to eat with my best friend and her partner, and I shared this thing that I found because it could have been taken two ways.
Yeah.
Like, the one way it could have been taken, oh, I'm just going to have to tell you what it was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Nicole. But so we were going down to IKEA, and then we were going to go swing back up and have dinner with my friends. So I get into her car, and there's a pair of underwear in the car.
Okay.
And I'm like, now, in my past relationship, I think almost every relationship I've had, I've been cheated on.
Right? Okay.
So automatically, my mind goes to, why the hell is there a pair of underwear in the car? Right? So I'm like, and it's not like a brand new pair of underwear or whatever. Ooh. It's like a pair, obviously someone's underwear. Right? So I'm looking at it and I'm like, this, I'm like, all right, it's her underwear. I'm like, so, fine, all right. I'm like, why is there a pair of underwear here? She's like, you need to go put that in the wash. It needs to be washed.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the hell? And like, and we have Sam, so she's like not wanting to tell me what happened and everything. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, so I'm mad now because I'm like, what happened? Like, because I'm not thinking what happened. So I'm thinking about it.
By the way, at this point, I know what happened.
Yes, I know. Everybody else knows what happened because everybody else doesn't automatically cheat to your spouse is cheating on you. So I get, so all day, we went on to IKEA, we're shopping, all day I'm picking out this pair of underwear. And finally, like, I get it, we get to a point where I get it out of her, what happened, and I'm like, oh, all right. So we get to...
Shit happens.
Well, she peed her pants.
Okay.
Right? She, I don't know, she laughed so hard or something that she peed her pants, and she had to take the underwear off. So, you know, it happens. It's happened to me before, like, I had whooping cough for 90 days, believe me. Yeah. I had to keep extra underwear with me everywhere. So I'm like, why didn't you just tell me that? Like, I was mad about it all day long. So we get to dinner, and I asked my, if you found this, what would you think? And she's like, oh, I think she peed her pants. And I'm like, well, apparently I'm the only person in the world that doesn't think this. So, but my wife was like, I'm mortified. Why would you share that? Why would you say that at dinner? And blah, 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 blah. Well, she could be mortified again, so sorry.
Well, if it helps, and this has nothing to do with it. Oversharing, but I'll throw out a story that'll embarrass someone. Actually, I won't embarrass my brother at all. He doesn't listen to the podcast anyway. So, no, it was a pee your pants story, which is, I'm trying to think how long it was. It's got to be at least 15 years ago. East Lawn Meadow, 4th of July Carnival. We were up there. It was me, him, I believe our friend Pete, and a guy who else we played rugby with. You know how they have those little foam joust things? You stand on the platform, you hit each other with the sticks and knock each other off.
Love those things.
All right. My friend that played rugby with my brother freaking been drinking absolutely all day. I met them up there and they were just blasted. So they get up there and they're going and they're whacking each other with these things and I barely can stand on them. So he goes and he hits our buddy and whacks him hard and he just like goes head over head, rolls all the way back. Whacks his head on the railing.
Oh.
And, you know, we're just laughing our asses off because, you know, they're drunk. And all of a sudden, he gets back up there and go at it again. All of a sudden, I see my brother drop his stick, jump off his platform, tackles him. They roll all the way down. I'm like, what the hell that for? And all of a sudden, my brother gets up. Front of his pants is absolutely soaked. Apparently, he thought it was so funny the way the other guy rolled off and hit his head. He laughed himself, he pissed himself off. And he gets up and there's like a line. There's a couple kids and a couple adults and the guy. And they're just like staring at him like just, you know, what can you say? He's like, yeah, you know, it happened.
That happened. Pee happens.
So, needless to say, we never went back over there again. But, I am also been accused of oversharing and usually... nothing recent, but it usually tends to have to do with my bathroom habits. Or yeah. I should say toilet habits.
I know, some people don't like toilet talk. And they're like, why would you talk about that? I'm like, well, it happens. Why wouldn't you talk about it?
In my defense, when people ask me, like, one of my coworkers will ask me, oh, where are you, you know, what are you up to, where are you going? And if I'm either in the process of going to or coming back from, it's like, oh, I just took a dump.
Yeah.
And then I may go into details.
Well, when we play that game, Cards Against Humanity, the rule is whoever took a crap most recent is the one that goes first.
Yeah.
That's, like, written in the rules.
Oh, I should probably have to go first almost every
time. I know. I'm like, well, it's probably Dan, so.
Yes. Well, almost everything I eat goes right through me. You'd think I'd weigh less, but.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know how allergic I am to everything.
All right, so yeah, and then I was coming up with a couple ideas, and the other idea I had for like a little segment is, and by the way, if you have any oversharing you'd like to share with us, please do so, and if you email us, we will put you in a drawing for our next contest, which by the way, I want to draw the one that we closed. I want to do it next time Joe's here so we can get that over with, because I was going to wait till October, but
perfect,
that'd be a pain in the ass to do, so... And the only reason why I came up with this idea is because I just want to play the hook to that song.
Tell me something good.
Oh, by the way, Tell Me Something Good is already a bit on the radio station.
I've heard on the radio station, yeah. But I didn't steal it from them originally.
Oh, all right.
I originally stole it, the idea from, it was a game show on BET. Remember BET back in the day?
I used to watch BET back in the day. When I was going through my rap phase.
But the concept was a horrible game show. I think Donnie Simpson was the host. Remember Donnie Simpson?
Oh, yeah.
Basically, they would throw out some type of...
Donnie Simpson.
They would throw out some type of topic. It'd be like, whatever. And then people would call in and tell them their stories. And they would select who they like, you know, which one they like. So I was like, all right. And I was like, that's cool. And I'm thinking, how can I work that? And I'm like, well, we can, you know, throw out, like, you know, a question of the week. I'm like, well, why don't I just call that question of the week? And then I'm like, well, what can we do that? And then, actually, it wasn't that radio station. When I was Googling that online, something else came up, and there's other radio stations that do that. Oh, so, sure. I mean, it's just another way of actually really making Joe do some homework before he shows up to record.
Yes.
Joe does little homework.
Joe's bad with homework.
Yeah. So,
speaking of my rat phase, by the way, I went to a new barbecue place, and the music was way better than the food. But they were playing Dougie Fresh, and I thought you would appreciate that.
What barbecue place was this? It's
Kai and Eli's on Sumner Ave.
Oh, that new one.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Yeah, it's soul food, right?
It's barbecue.
Is it just barbecue? It says soul food on the front.
It says soul food all over the place. It's it's barbecue.
Ah.
There's a mama and a grandmama back in the kitchen.
Nice.
And believe me, but the ribs were more bone and fat than they were meat. So
not recommending to go for the food.
No, I mean, the food tasted good. It just was not $9 worth of food.
Okay.
It was absolutely not $9 worth of food. And the guy, like, they don't open till noon. So yeah. We wanted to get lunch for work. So I didn't get back to work until 1:15 with the food.
Yeah.
Like, it took forever. The food was, they were out of, like, half the things that were on their menu. So, I don't know. They need to get their crap together. They don't know how to run a restaurant yet. So, hopefully they can figure it out because stuff tasted good. It just... wasn't great quality.
Going off on a tangent, I may have a new little side job or a side project I can work on.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, my wife was, they had some type of fundraiser earlier in the year at her work, and so she took some of the spice rub I make up for my barbecue, which we use for a lot of things. She put it in containers and was selling it there as part of the fundraiser.
Without telling you?
Well, no, she told me. I'm like, why are you selling? I mean, I'm like, it seems odd that people would buy this. But apparently, she just told me, it was a couple days ago, that one of the people that bought it was trying to track her down because they're running out and they want more. Because it has replaced their go-to adobo. And I had to ask the question when I heard adobo. I was like, is she Puerto Rican? Because that makes a difference. Because if my spice just knocked off adobo from a Puerto Rican, that must mean it's good stuff. And yeah. She was, which means I may have something here.
There you go.
But I can't imagine selling it.
I don't know. I brought some of the stuff that I had canned. Like, I had made strawberry jam and dilly beans. And I sold them for $4 a jar at my work.
Yeah.
And people bought them all.
Dilly beans?
Yeah, they're like dilled green beans.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a southern thing, I guess.
I don't eat green beans. Oh.
You don't eat vegetables. So.
I eat vegetables sometimes.
Not a lot of them.
Whatever.
Anyway, so are you doing Tell Me Something Good, or what are we
doing? Do you have anything good to talk about?
I have nothing.
Other
than I'm on vacation, which is always good, and I have one good thing to talk about.
Okay, what you got?
You know how I hate my car, right?
Yeah.
Hate my car. So I brought it to my trusty mechanic that I love, Tire Tracks in Springfield, Mr. Tim Andrew. And I got my 30,000-mile checkup. Thank you very much. At half the price of what Hyundai is selling me. So that's good. But also, I had a bubble on my tire again. This would have had to be the 6th tire I replace on this car.
Yeah.
Word to the wise. If you live in New England or anywhere that gets a lot of snow and potholes, do not buy a car with low-profile tires. It's ridiculous. So 6th tire, I think it's the 5th one in the same spot, which is the right front passenger tire. He calls it the pothole tire.
Because
apparently you can't see as well on that side as you can on your side, so you hit the potholes there. Well, I thought, great, gonna have to shell out another $170 for another tire, blah, blah, blah. It was covered under some warranty that he signed me up for that I didn't know about, so I didn't have to pay for the tire. This is the first tire I've ever had replaced that I didn't have to pay for.
I've bought an insurance on tires, and I've never taken advantage of it, because usually I forget which one it was, because I'm one of these idiots. I get yelled at. I buy tires as I need them. I don't buy them in pairs, or...
Oh, no. Well, here's the thing. I've bought so many tires on this car that, on occasion, I think two or three times, I was able to just get one tire.
Yeah.
But then the other two or three times, I had to get them in pairs.
Yeah.
So... I think twice I've had to get them in pairs, and the rest of them, it happened so close to when I got the last tire that I was able to just get one tire.
Yeah, I'm the one where, geez, my tire, I failed inspection because I have a bad tire, you know, the tire. Go to the tire guy and go, all right, I want one tire. You know, I'll say, you want three? No, just give me the one. What you got on sale? What's the cheapest thing you have? Slap it on there. I don't give a damn. My car is just being, at this point, part of my car has fallen off because of rust.
You might need to get a new car soon.
We got to hold out. We did the math. We have to hold out another year.
Another year?
Another year. So, another year to make it comfortable.
Yes.
I mean, we could do it sooner, yeah. But it would hurt more. Yeah. Now...
Well, you're going to have to factor in your new Comcast payment in that soon.
You want to talk about something we didn't factor?
What?
We got our water and sewer bill.
Oh, God.
We just moved here in beginning of June.
All right, I'll tell you, my water and sewer bill for my house averages about $30 a month.
Okay.
How much was your water and sewer bill?
I'll let you guess. Take a wild guess.
Is it quarterly?
Or quarterly.
It's quarterly. Quarterly. Okay. Well, with the way that she waters plants and such, I'm going to guess $230. Higher than that? Is it under $300? Higher than $300. That's more than $100 a month. $400?
$700.
How much?
$700. First thing I did was I went down in the basement to check the meter to make sure the reading they got out on the street was correct. And we're actually on pace right now to use more water this quarter than last quarter.
What are you doing?
I have no idea. I know when initially we moved in, we did a lot of washing and cleaning because we had stuff packed for a while and we weren't going to like... If we had pots and pans that were packed for, like, 8 months, we weren't going to just, you know.
Are you paying for the water and sewer on the whole street?
Well,
is this the only meter in the whole street right now?
Well, there's no other running water on this street right now. I think part of the problem is we have the automatic sprinkler.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening to people telling me I'm not watering my lawn enough. So then we changed the settings. And I don't know if that kicked it in, but I did check, like, I guess it was August 19th was the final reading, and I went down and checked yesterday, which would have been September 12th, it was over 50 gallons already, or 50 cubic feet, and we were billed for 146 cubic feet last time, so we're on pace to go over that number. I have no idea. I'm going to go down and check today to see how much water. 146 cubic feet.
At $700?
It's, well, you know, you get charged double, though, because the sewer bill, they assume whatever you use goes into the sewer, so that's why we get double charged.
Oh, my God.
So anything we put in the sprinkler that's coming out of the sprinkler, we're getting charged as if it's coming down the sewer.
I remember, all right, I can attest to the fact that your wife definitely overwaters, because the only time I've ever had a water bill that was exceptionally high was when your wife came over the 2 months before the wedding,
yeah,
and, like, planted all of the plants and watered everything. I think she came over, like, almost every day and to make sure that we didn't kill the plants.
Yeah. But they look good.
They look fantastic. It was absolutely awesome. And I think everything has almost died by now. But my water bill was over $100 for each month for the couple months that she was watering the plants.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
No,
we're gonna revisit a few things. So I'm gonna be checking the water every day, and I'm actually gonna, not that anyone cares because this doesn't make for an interesting podcast, but I'm actually gonna go and calibrate how much water the sprinklers use, and I'm gonna be able to figure out what I actually need to run it for. Because no, we were running it like for 10 minutes. Each station a day or whatever, and my aunt comes by and says, no, that's not enough. You got to do at least a half an hour. There's not getting enough water in there. I'm like...
See, this is me. That's how cheap I am. I'd let the grass die because there's no way in the world I'd be paying $700 for water.
So now I'm doing a little research, and I should have done this right off the bat, but, you know, I don't want to get into arguments, and, you know, But anyway, so I'm going to be checking the meter. But yeah, no, that was ridiculous. So talk about a surprise. That's why I said I don't really have much good to talk about today.
Yeah,
that was,
I know. That would, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to impact our Big E budget, I think.
Clearly.
And it almost impacted, well, actually, we were going to have to delay taking the trees down we want. I mean, yeah. So anyways, the only other thing I wanted to bring up to see what side you're on this is you've heard the latest big feud that's going on. We had Big E and Tupac.
Yeah.
Now we have Taylor and Katie.
I know. I heard about this. This makes me sad. This makes me sad that, you know, 20-year-old girls can't get along.
There's a guy I work with who is, I don't understand why, but he is apparently a Katy Perry fan. And I've given him crap for that. Because aside from Katy Perry, he listens to basically all, like, Metallica and stuff like that. So it kind of, it doesn't really fit in that mold. Yeah. It's just very odd to see him. So I give him a hard time, but he came over to me and just goofing around because he knows my feeling towards both these singers and asked me what team I was on. And I said, well, I dislike Taylor Swift more, so I guess I'm on Team Katie.
I actually heard the genesis of this feud, so I have to be on Team Katie's side on this thing. Here, for the people who haven't heard, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift apparently shared some backup dancers for their tours. Katy Perry was on tour first. Some of her backup dancers, when her tour was over, went to work for Taylor Swift. But they told Taylor Swift that when Katy Perry goes back on tour, we're going to go back to work for her. Well, apparently Taylor thought that she was so awesome that they wouldn't want to go work back for Katy. So when they gave her a 30-day notice saying, we're going back to work for Katy, she fired them all on the spot.
Oh.
So this is the genesis of the fight. To me, don't use somebody else's backup dancers. Get your own. There's plenty of dancers out there that New York. Get your own backup dancers.
Now, the other allegation I heard, this also, I thought there was something stemming from the John Mayer.
That's what people originally thought.
Okay.
But I don't think that was, believe me, John Mayer is nothing to fight about. So.
He does get around, though.
Yeah, I don't know how. He's, like, greasy and smells bad, from what I've heard. So.
I don't know. So I guess we're firmly in the camp of Team Katie.
I'm Team Katie. Also, but here's the thing. I listen to their music as, like, it's pop, it's on the radio, it's something to sing along to. There's nothing that I've, like, Katy Perry had the one song that I thought was really good, the fireworks song.
Oh.
Because it was, like, one of those anthem songs.
Okay.
And, like, I agreed with the meaning of the song, right. So I was like, all right, it's good. And a lot of kids that listen to that stuff, like, felt better about themselves because of that song. But also, they've both done some very good things, like, charity-wise.
Okay.
So, if they're going to use their money to be good people and do good things, visit sick kids in the hospital and give money towards charities, I have no problem with them existing.
Yeah.
I have more of a problem with people existing that use their money to just buy things for themselves and don't ever do anything nice for anybody, and their music sucks. Like, if you have great music and you just buy things for yourself, well, I'm still going to listen to your music. Yeah. But if you have crappy music and you don't do anything nice, then you suck.
Are we talking about Kanye?
Yes, I hate Kanye.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a creative genius.
The one thing I threw out to my wife is, okay, because we were talking about the Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and I was just curious in the opinion. In fisticuffs, who do you have? Who's your money on if they were going to throw it out?
Oh, I'm definitely going Katy Perry on this one. She is in better shape, I think. She has got at least 20 pounds on her.
Yeah, she's a little beefier.
She's more compact.
Yeah.
And she does a lot more acrobatic kind of things in her show. Like, she works out to do this show. Like, Taylor puts on a show, but she will fully admit she's not a great dancer, and, like, she doesn't, I don't, and she's all legs.
Yeah.
Like, Katy Perry's got a decent, I think she would have a decent right hook.
Yeah.
I think she could.
No evidence either way. To me, it looks like she's gotten down. It looks like she's probably scrapped in her life.
I would definitely put my money on Katy Perry. Yeah. She would whoop her ass, I think.
I think Taylor's a little too prissy. She wouldn't get her hands dirty.
She would be the hair-pulling kind of girl, I think.
The slapping.
The slapping, hair-pulling kind of girl, I think. And
when I used to bounce, when we used to have those girl fights like that.
Did you just let them go on because they were funny to watch?
We treated it like hockey. Because as soon as they grab their hair, we just let them until they fall down, and then we'll try to separate them. Because Once they get a handful of hair, just
you don't want to get in the middle of that too. Yeah. Like I've had to break up some girl fights in my not over me, but like girl fights, and you don't want to get in the middle of that because you're gonna get hurt. You're gonna be the one that gets hurt.
Yeah. No. There's nothing. There's no way to handle. There's no good way to handle that. But yeah, that's pretty much was our hands off approach. Treat it like hockey. Wait till they fall down, and then try to pull them apart.
Yeah.
Girls, careful. Be careful if they got a handful of hair because that's the other problem.
Yeah. Girls are not taught how to fight. Like, nobody ever teaches us how to fight. Like, we don't fight when we're little, so, like, I think boys just grow up fighting with each other, and, like, they're taught, like, boxing and wrestling and all sorts of things, so they have a better idea of how to fight when they grow up. Girls don't know how to fight, so, like, if you get to that point where you're so mad, you just, like, slap people. Like, I know how to fight, because I have been in a few fights in my life, but...
I did get a little bad news just recently, as far as on the movie front.
I was gonna say, other than your $700 water bill.
I was excited for a minute. I saw a headline, Underworld 5.
I did see that, but it said it's gonna focus on one particular character.
Not only that, is as I continued to do a little bit of research, there is one character that apparently will not be in the movie.
Is that Kate Beckinsale?
Correct. The one reason why I would go see the movie.
Yeah, there's no reason to see one without Kate Beckinsale in the leather outfit.
I don't know what you're talking about that leather outfit.
Yeah, there's no reason to see that form-fitting leather outfit.
That's probably the only way I could sell Joe on seeing that movie.
That's the only reason why I saw Aeon Flux was that Charlize Theron was in some kind of outfit like that.
Yeah, it was.
That was a horrible movie.
I was going to say, I couldn't watch that.
It was horrible.
No, there's some movies where it doesn't matter how you could sell me. The worst movie I've ever seen. Well, I've seen a lot of bad ones. But the one that I was most disappointed with, I would say, is... what was that called? It was a vampire movie. They did three. They ended up doing three of them. What the hell?
Is it Blade?
No.
They have a girl in it?
Yeah. Christine Loken was in the first one.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is that?
Oh, my God.
I can look it up.
Oh, I'm just freaking drawing a blank on it. It was based on a video game. Blood Rain.
Yeah, I didn't see those.
Oh, my God. There's one scene that was very... Yeah. Anyways.
I've been disappointed with a lot of movies. I think... One of the biggest action movies that I was disappointed in was that movie Wanted that had Angelina Jolie in it. Because the premise and the previews of it looked awesome, but then in reality it was just stupid.
Which one was that?
It was the one where they were like a ring of assassins
and tried to bring
the geeky boy.
I didn't hate that movie.
I didn't hate it. I just was very disappointed in
the
way they sold the movie versus what the actual movie was. And that's just in the action category. I've been disappointed by a lot of movies recently. Like Tammy, not as funny as it looked. But action-wise, like, you were very disappointed in the movie Lucy recently because it was supposed to be an action movie and you said it wasn't.
Oh, that was... Have you seen that yet?
No.
It was awful.
I think we're not going to see it after your review of it.
It's just not what I expected. I mean, I'm sure there's some people... It got good reviews. I was expecting, like, a Black Widow movie is what I was expecting, and it just didn't hit that for me. And it was kind of weird at the end, and and the only other thing I want to just maybe briefly talk about I'm now told I'm probably going to have to wait for DVD or whatever, there's actually a quote-unquote horror movie that I do want to see. I'm not normally a horror movie fan.
Yeah, I don't watch those movies.
But I've been listening to the quote-unquote hype about it. And I'm sold on it now, and I have to see it.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you heard Tusk, Kevin Smith,
movie. Oh, yeah, you talked about this.
Yeah, the premise.
The Mac kid.
Yeah. Justin Long.
Yeah.
And there's a surprise. Well, the surprise is out now if you just Google it. It's all over the place now. But there's a surprise cameo big name actor who's actually in the movie. And they were going to try to keep it a secret. And
is it one of his normal?
No. There is a relationship to him, apparently. But it's Johnny Depp's in the movie.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
That was like a big coup.
Does it actually look like Johnny Depp, though? Or
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But apparently...
Because Johnny Depp can range between looking a lot like Johnny Depp and not looking at all like Johnny Depp.
He plays basically some type of Canadian super detective investigator guy. Well, the movie takes place in Canada. He's doing a series of three movies that take place in Canada.
Another reason not to watch this movie.
But the funny thing is apparently Kevin Smith's daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter are like really good friends. And he was telling a story about how, you know, they would go to, you know, each other's houses, and, you know, him being a director and Johnny Depp an actor, you would think that he would have asked, you know, about him being in a movie, but it's like two different stratospheres, as he said.
Yeah.
And then he was doing this one movie, and I guess there was an actor who is not well known, but is very liked among the acting community that is in the movie. And, you know, Kevin Smith said, you know, just threw it out to him, you know, so-and-so's in this movie, do you want to? And he's like, absolutely. So I guess that's how it went down. But both his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter are both in the movie, and they're going to be doing a sequel that stars both the daughters, and Johnny Depp will be in that one as well. They're filming right now. But
I heard Johnny Depp's daughter was acting. I didn't know Kevin Smith's daughter was.
Yeah, too. But the premise of the movie is and I'm not quite sure because it was based on something they were just goofing with, but someone tries to turn another person into a walrus.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, and I'm listening to the people talk about it, the protagonist, the main character who gets, the one who's turned into a walrus, Smith actually names him Wallace Russ.
All right.
So it's, you know, and it's one where it sounds like it's going to be kind of like a horror, comedy, drama type thing. It's going to be, I guess he said he's taken elements from movies that he's liked and threw different, and reinterpreted them and threw them into parts of the movie. Like, I guess he's talking about there's a scene from Iron Man that he decided that he was going to throw in there, but, you know, reinterpret it.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of curious, but he says his whole goal is to make people say when they're done watching, that's messed up.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's messed up is what he wants.
That's
so
nice.
And the next movie he's going to do that he's doing is Yoga Hosers. About two Canadian girls who work in a convenience store in Canada who don't like America.
Awesome.
Or don't like Americans, I should say.
Another reason not to watch the movie.
It sounds so funny, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big Canada fan.
He's a huge Canada fan. But anyways.
He's not from Canada, though, right?
He explained why. Well, he's a big hockey fan, but he explains why he went to... He told the story when he was a kid. He went to Niagara Falls with his parents, and he was just amazed that... And he went on to describe it. I don't know. He just likes to talk. But, I think he went to film school in Canada, though. I don't know. I don't like hockey to begin with, so.
It's okay. It's not my favorite. It's probably, like, my fourth favorite sport.
Okay, football? Baseball?
Football, baseball, women's soccer. And then hockey.
You specify women's soccer.
Women's soccer. It has to be women's soccer. Yeah. Soccer, I don't like.
You know, I'll agree with you on that. I can't watch men's soccer. I'd rather, if I'm going to watch soccer, it's probably going to be women's soccer.
Well, yeah, I mean, they look a lot better in shorts.
They're a lot tougher, too.
Yeah.
if
I know even the girly girls are a lot tougher than the guys.
Yeah, no, the guys that play soccer. No, I'm not going to offend any former soccer players that may, or they're probably not listening anyways, but...
Well, it's not like we have professional soccer players listening to us.
No, but there's so...
If the U.S. men's soccer team happens to be listening to this podcast, I still don't apologize. I still think the women's soccer team is a lot tougher than you are. So, sorry. Not sorry.
Oh, Jesus. All right, that's it. So you're going to be back on Sunday next week. So we won't probably have you next week. We'll have Joe, so we'll draw the winner then.
You can do a call-in if you want.
You do a call-in?
I'm on vacation.
All right.
If I have cell phone service, I'll let you know if I have cell service for him.
Yeah, I was going to do a little mission and try to find out some sightseeing spots for Old Orchard Beach for you, but...
There's a beach and a boardwalk and some places to eat.
And that's pretty far north, though, too, right?
No, it's like, it's south of Portland. So
okay.
It's not that bad.
Your outlets?
On the way and on the way back, there's outlets. So
okay.
We're going to... And my mission is I need to go to the L.L. Bean store because I need a new winter coat. And I have researched two winter coats that I like online, but I need to try them on because I actually need to buy the women's ones and my arms don't fit right.
Okay.
So I have to go try them on.
Your arm's too short?
No, my arms are too fat.
Oh. I was going to say, because you got small hands.
And they are short, yes. So I need to go try things on, because what might fit around my waist doesn't fit around my arms all the time. So I have to go try on a bunch of different coats, because they're saying we're going to have another, like, 10-degree winter again.
Nice.
And I need a rated to, like, 40 below jacket or something, because I was freezing last year.
All right. Well, let's sign this off, because I have that thing I got to do. And
people keep dying. We got to go to things.
All right. So that's it for this week. We'll try to call Shannon in next week. We'll hopefully have Joe here. And if not, well, we'll figure something out. All right. That's it for this week. Have a good one.
Joe.